Chris Wink here, along with Amy Mann. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Chris.
You're here at the Egg.
Yes, I'm in the Egg.
Does it look like a spaceship from outside to you?
It does. It's really, really fascinating. When I was here before, the busts kind of trundled underneath, and so we never got to see the outside. But it's really exciting. I mean, there's something about that sort of 70s architecture that really took a chance, and I think it's always good to take a chance.
Speaking of taking chances, you took a pretty big chance pretty early on. You went all by yourself. You got rid of the big record label. You kind of did what everybody else didn't do back in the late 90s. Yeah. That was pretty early. What inspired you to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, there was a confluence of events. I was on Geffen Records, and Geffen and a bunch of other labels were all being folded into Interscope. And I think because there were so many artists that Interscope was trying to deal with and field, they let me know if I wanted to leave, I could leave. And I'd been wanting to leave for a long time. So I jumped at the chance. I mean, mostly it's just that, honestly, like a lot of it is just I don't like to be told what to do. You know, so if I have a record that's done and I don't like to play it for somebody and have them go like, oh, it's done when I say it's done. You know, like, well, it's not your record. I always felt if you like the music of an artist so much that you want to sign them to a record label, then you really have to let them do what they want. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to sign somebody and then try to change it in a million different ways. You might as well make your own record at that point.
We're live at EXT. We're on stage at the Egg here talking with Amy Mann. Your new record, Mental Illness, Goose Snow Cone. Mm-hmm. Where on earth did that come from?
Well, I was on tour in Ireland, and I was feeling, it was like very snowy, and I was feeling kind of homesick and lonely. And I was looking on Instagram, and I saw a picture of this cat that belongs to these friends of mine. The cat's name is Goose, and Goose has a fluffy white face and these very arresting eyes. And she was looking at the camera from one of those cones. And so I started writing a little song, you know, Goose Snow Cone. And I thought, well, I'll replace this later. I never could come up with something, a lyric to replace it. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm stuck explaining it. So but that's fine.
With the winter scene, is that sort of where the almost sleigh bell like sound comes
from? Yeah. Because it was very, you know, it was snowing and it was very wintry. And, you know, the picture of that cat felt very snowy and wintry and sad. And, you know, when an animal looks at you from inside that cone, it's pretty sad.
Do you often do that? Make up things as a sort of a placeholder for song lyrics?
I think it's a good way to avoid writer's block because it's easy to get into a situation where you judge what you're doing. Sometimes if you know, feel like everything has to be serious, everything has to be real and perfect right out of the box, then you just stop in your tracks. So I think it's always better to kind of keep moving forward and then you can come back and revise. I mean, that is a very silly image. Like, I don't tend to go that silly. But I mean, honestly, like, there was something about it that it was just very sad. It's not easy to... I can't exactly show the picture, although I admit video of the song, and I had the original Goose in the video because my friends are video producers, and so they directed the video for me.
Looking into the face of the goose snow cone.
Happy birthday, WEXT. This is Amy Mann wishing you 10 more years of independent radio.
We're live at EXT on stage at the Egg with Amy Mann. Mental illness. Why is it called mental illness?
Well, it sort of was a joke because of some friends of mine were saying, you know, what is the new record about? And I was like, it's my usual songs about mental illness. And then another friend also as a joke said, well, why don't you call it mental illness? But there really was something about that title. What, I mean, it's kind of perfect, but it's also funny because it's maybe a little too perfect.
Seemed awfully serious.
Yeah, it's serious. For me, there's a sweet spot when something is serious, but you really accurately get inside it. There's humor in it. For me, that's the sweet spot, but, you know, it's hard to know how it comes across to other people.
Now, Amy, you've been writing songs for a while. What inspires you to pick up the pen and start writing?
I really think it's the music that starts it off. I'm almost always just play chords on the guitar, you know, hum a little melody or something. I don't always turn it into a song right on the spot. Sometimes I'll just record that little bit, those little bits and pieces, and come back to it and see if it gives me any ideas. But the music itself sort of puts you in a mood, and then from that mood, I ask myself, what story goes with this mood, or what images, or what does this make me think of, or who does this remind me of? If I really like the melody and believe in it, I'll keep working on it. But sometimes it just doesn't happen, and you have to let it go and maybe come back to it. I mean, there's things I've come back to years later.
We're live at EXP on stage at the Egg with Amy Mann. Amy, are you do you consider yourself an outspoken person or kind of an introvert?
I feel like I'm more introverty. I'd like to be outspoken, but I always worry about, you know, hurting somebody's feelings or getting into trouble. So I guess it's not very extrovert thinking.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
How do you find that plays into your songs, or do you use your songs sometimes to be a bit more extroverted?
I think you can write about things in a song in a way that you can make certain elements fictional, you can disguise certain elements, you can talk about things in a very oblique way or in a code that really only you know the meaning to. And so it is a way to talk about really personal things without having it be like a diary entry.
We're on stage at the Egg with Amy Mann. Amy's album is called Mental Illness, and you have a song called Patient Zero about Andrew Garfield.
It was inspired by Andrew Garfield, yeah. And I met him several years ago at a party. I was a big fan of his, and Social Network, I had just seen that movie several times, and my husband and I were talking to him, and he had just come to Los Angeles. This was before the Spider-Man movies. And he's such a, you know, he's a real artist, and I feel like he's a very sensitive person. I started to kind of worry. Such a sensitive person in a situation that's a big blockbustery franchise, that takes a skill set to navigate that I think is not best suited to a really sensitive person. So I kind of worried about him, and then I started to sort of think about a story about somebody like that who comes to LA and with the promise of being in a movie and then gets kind of sucked under by all the corruption and narcissism of that scene.
Pretty deep.
Well,
deep stuff.
You know, it's still a Hollywood story, so, you know.
Amy Mann, thank you so much for taking
thank
time.
Thank you.
And best of luck to this great new album, Mental Illness.
Thanks so much.
Life is good. You look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you just moved in. Life is grand. And wouldn't you like to have it go as planned? Go as planned.
Hi, I'm Amy Mann, and this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.